So when we think about ourselves and we think about our local operational self, our human location, it moves. It sometimes gets in an airplane, it gets in a car. But out of our self come words, come ideas, come things that we base our life on, comes functionality, work, labor, production, procreation. We want to replicate. And our desires, our passions, our longings, our goals, things we aim for, comes out of a source, comes out of our heart. That's why I guard your heart, for out of it flow all the things that happen in life. All the decisions you make flow out of the heart. The mind is the cause, cognific, if that's such a word. It's the conscious understanding of what the heart is feeling. It's words that lead to intelligent concepts and ideas, which is what I'm doing right now, which is why it's hard, because explaining what I'm trying to explain right now is revelation. It's not out of my natural man. This is God talking to me about things. And so I'm trying to stream it out with words. And these words are in time. And these words come out of me, a location, a heart. I am one thing. I am a spirit man. I have a physical body that feels things, but I am a spirit man. That is my eternal soul self. And in that locality come focus and desire and visualized ideas and aims and directional things that push me a certain way, decisions I will make even this day, and things I picture in my mind that I want to fulfill. So when a person has no goals, no direction, they're depressed, they think nothing but bad thoughts, their locality, their personhood has been defamed, because they're made in the image of God to build, to do, to execute, to find a wife or a husband or get one and create more life, and to plant, to sow, to build, to structure things, to make things like food, beautiful food, and a beautiful home, and manicure a yard, and grow plants and bushes and vegetables, and take care of animals and dogs. What, you know, people love dogs more than they love humans. But you see what I'm saying? The worldly person, the person of this age that has no sense, right? They don't have any cognitive sense of God. They don't know how to talk about God. They don't know how to describe God. They don't know where he is. They don't know where he's located. They don't know his plans. They don't know the structure. They don't understand what he has in store for the earth. They don't dream about perfect righteousness dwelling on the earth. They don't think about Jerusalem, his city. They don't think about the tribes of Israel and how they need to be regathered for everything to be finished, because God has to keep his word to Israel. Abraham's seed, physical, his real seed, Jacob's, you know, the tribes of Jacob, or the God of Jacob. Why does he even use that terminology? God of Jacob, God of Israel. He's owning that seed. How can he let it disappear and pick us who suck? Do you really think the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Presbyterians, and the people of the Crusades, and the Byzantines, and all this 1700 years, I'm giving the first three centuries to more truth than what we've had from Constantine to today. I would say the Irenaeuses and the Chrysostoms and the Tertullians and the Justin Martyr and these men that built the faith in the first two, three centuries had a better understanding. Now, they don't have what we have in terms of the map and where the nations are today, and the fact that Israel has been regathered in unbelief. They don't have that. We have that. And we have all this time of lies in between, all this false religion, all these bad doctrines created by the Catholic Church. And the Muslims, you know, came later after them. And there's a war of ideas, there's a war of religion, but it's just ideas, it's philosophies, it's concepts. It's not truth. Truth is personal. Truth, it's embodied in an entity, a source. God is a source. He became flesh and dwelt among us. Thus, he became like us. He's communicative. He's with us. He's God with us. He's Emmanuel. What is Satan? How does he demonstrate anything like that? Well, he takes over human beings. He takes over their minds. Oh, take over the earth, like Iran. Just let's make this super empire, call it a religious system. Let's call it, you know, holy. It's all bad ideas, right? It's all coming out of Satan. Let's wipe out the Jews and the Christians. So that means it's satanic. If it goes after the human and it goes after disagreeing humans, people that believe other things than what you believe, then it's murderous and evil. Just like the Assyrian Empire was, you come under our control or we kill you or we make you our slave. Egypt, Babylon, the empire is built on pride. Satan operates on pride. He finds people that will submit to him and he fills them up with talents or gives them whatever they need, open doors of opportunity to take advantage, to steal, to lie, to become like an Obama, to become like a Clinton. They just are his servants. They spew out his baloney that convinces suckers, like basic humans that have no knowledge, they have no Holy Spirit, they have no way to defend their mind from the lie, right? The Holy Spirit's job is to defend our position. It defends our locality. It defends our feet and where they go. The Holy Spirit's job is to be a defender of us in our future. It secures our future. It's a down payment. It's an inheritance down payment. It's a seal. So when you put on the armor of God, you're putting on the Holy Spirit. I mean, I know it doesn't say it like that, but your mind is the helmet, right? Your breastplate is your love of God and truth, and everything that makes you holy is your chest and your will and your passions. They all dwell in the middle, in the chest, in the heart. And then your feet are peaceful because they go with a good heart. They go with a good thought life, the mind. And the belt of truth ties it all together. Truth is from the top of the head down to the bottom of the person, the soles of the feet. And then the shield is the defense, because we're in a war every day for what? Our thoughts. They're being attacked every day. Right. And then the sword is the word of God, but it's all put on by the Spirit. The Spirit of God enables you to wear the armor. It's not like I've been taught. It's like, let's do this and let's do that. No, it's just walk with God. Be filled with the Spirit means talk to God. It means read his word and eat his word. Eat that manna. See, the Israelites ate the manna. They consumed it physically. It was real food. They had to go out. They had to physically collect it and they had to physically consume it. And it nourished their body. But what is the manna in the fullest sense? Is it not the word of God? It's the life that comes from the word. The word and the spirit are one thing. Interpretation of the word is spirit, right? Understanding is spirit. Because you can't get understanding without the Holy Spirit. You can't get insight without the Holy Spirit. You can't understand anything, because anybody outside of the Holy Spirit is nothing more than living in a fog, a mist of confusion. They're swimming around in toxic water. They don't get truth. God is the only source of truth. So he has a locality and it's heaven. It's directly above our heads. It's coming down and eventually we'll judge the whole earth. And what is he going to judge the whole earth with? Truth. Through his son, who was physical and real and human like us, perfect. He kept the whole law. God's point from the beginning was to have people walk with him. Earth is his from the beginning. The entire realm is his. It's not endless space underneath heaven. It's earth underneath heaven. Has to be. It can't be anything else. Because if you have a structure that's nothing but endless expansion and all this void and all this vacuum, God doesn't own vacuum. Even if you look at Enoch, he sees heavenly things, but he also sees judgmental areas, mountains of fire, great gorges and valleys where there's brimstone and fire rolling, and there's It's just people or things or entities are consigned to those spaces, their locality as a spirit entity that's eternal, will spend eternity in that misery. Our locality is with Christ here in a new heaven, new earth. That's our real self. Is our soul is real. Everything else is either imbibing lies or truth. That's the division of light and dark. Jesus is the light of the world. He is let there be light. To commune with Jesus is to walk in the light. To meditate on his words is to walk in the light, to eat the light. Locality then is light inside of you because you're eating, consuming the truth. He loves, God loves enemies. God loves wicked people. God has mercy. God shows kindness. God is patient. And we then have to learn how to be like God. That's how we're the light of the world, because we don't operate according to his principles. It's not tit for tat. It's not you punch me in the face, I punch you back. You steal my stuff, I steal your stuff. We don't operate because we know what we get, the whole earth in the end. We get it all. So we don't, what we take would only be temporary anyway. What people take today from others, whether through war, conquest, or through deceit, or through creating a bad economy and people have to sell stuff and they get it pennies on the dollar, which they did in 2008. They come in, the big power people, with all the so-called fake currency, and they buy up territory because people don't have income. And so they have to just get rid of it, and they need to just turn it loose. And thus, these wicked people come in, take other people's stuff by creating a false sense of no value in their currency. They devalue the currency that they hold in a bank, or they hold in a security or whatever, even land itself. They got to occupy that land. They got to take care of that land. It's going to cost money to take care of that land, but they have no means to do so. Then somebody comes in and swoops it up, and they take away their locality of that person being on that land that used to be their land. Like, think about all this farmland occupied with farmers. It's all being reduced. And then corporations, which are not individuals with locality, values, family tree, sitting on that land generationally. No, it's an amorphous nothing. It's a faceless entity that now owns dirt. They produces food. What kind of person is a faceless entity that's a corporation? What kind of care can they have for that food and for the animals that produce that food, or for the dirt that produces that vegetation, or that barley, or that corn, or whatever? You see what I'm saying? So what we're talking about here is magnanimous. It's an understanding of who we really are. Who are you? Body, soul, spirit alignment can only happen when you have this understanding that I'm just trying to describe. And you can't describe it in one word. It takes level and level and level of depth understanding to comprehend the incomprehensible and just to get to the edges of it. And then from there to say, whoa, I see the great deception. I see the game. It's to capture the soul with lies and to put you in a false construct, to put you on a spinning ball. That's torture, right? If you're spinning, right, you don't have reference. You don't have anchor. You don't have locality. They remove your locality by putting you in a void that has gravitational forces to what? The sun, which is their god, right? Lucifer, the false light, that's their god. They worship the sun. That's Egypt religion. Ra, the women were weeping in the temple for Tammuz. The you know, the whole crap. I don't want to describe their crap. It's Tower of Babel. It's Horus. It's the baby of Horus that was cut into a bazillion pieces by Shem. It's the lie. And it still perpetrates out in all forms in West and in the East of the earth, in ancient cultures. It's just the same stuff recooked, repackaged. And what I'm saying to save the human from the lies is you have to find locality. You have to find your place under the locality of heaven, which is a real throne that's fixed. Then you have to be fixed beneath so that there's a straight line of connection, a straight line of communication. Once you put yourself on a fixed earth, you find your space. You find your locality. You reclaim yourself.